Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
One down, Happ hits a high fly ball deep left field. Back is Mangum near the fence. That ball is gone. A home run for Ian Happ. It landed in the basket.
Gold Glove Award winner.
High drive, left center field. Happ is out there. Oh, what a play.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
And you guys got to remember, it's the beginning of the Ben Johnson era, and we got to give him time.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Well, I'm not quite sure about that time thing, at least. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we are happy to go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend Ian Happ. He is the Cubs Gold Glove outfielder, co-hosting the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ian Happ joining us from Pittsburgh. Hey, Ian.
How you doing?
We're good. We had a good time watching the broadcast last night, because I don't know if you're aware of this, what with you playing in the field at the time and all, but the marquee broadcast got a hold of your brother. So now we know what your brother looks like.
Yeah, I did have a few text messages after the game from that little segment.
Yeah, in fact, we wanted to play you the audio, if that's okay. Take a listen.
You know who's distracting me tonight?
Who?
Chris Happ.
Is Chris Happ here?
He's here. He came in town to...
Has he got Chase here?
No Chase.
That's no good.
I think Chase is at home with Haley.
All right.
But
hi, Chase. Hi, Haley.
So, he's a little different from Ian, and here's why. He just looked at me and said, you guys got to tell me when I'm on so I can smile. Would Ian do that?
No.
Exactly.
Ian stole his older brother's whole bit, by the way. Ian said,
smile.
Chris, you're doing great. You're doing great. Ian sounds exactly like Chris. He's the older brother. It is not Chris sounds like Ian. Ian sounds like Chris. Remember that.
Yes.
It's amazing. Just the tone and the cadence with how they speak. Just became a dad this past year. He just became an uncle.
All right, so in the interest of equal time and you being on our show, I figured this was a good time for you to rebut John Boogshambi and Taylor McGregor's, quote, accusations, end quote. Who sounds like who?
Oh, no, I sound like him. He's the older brother. He's 6 years older, and Boog is exactly right. I did steal his skit. It is, I've learned everything from him. And, you know, when we're on a call together, like a three-way call, or if we're doing a business call or something, people can't tell us apart. We are,
oh, wow.
We talk very similar. Yeah.
My other question on this, after learning this information about you being an uncle, are you a funcle? Like, how would you describe yourself as an uncle?
Yeah, I get to be the fun uncle. My nephew's one, just turned one, is very, very cute. And you know, luckily, my brother, sister-in-law, and nephew spent a decent amount of time in Chicago this summer, which is great. You know, my sister-in-law's from Chicago as well. So it was nice to have them around and be able to experience some of it and get to see the little one.
Now, we are assuming that your brother is there because, you know, it's in Pittsburgh and all, and he's your brother. But also because when you guys win today and the Reds and Diamondbacks lose, there's going to be a clinching of the wild card spot. So your brother's there for that, right?
You know, he came in town. We got to do something pretty cool for our high school. Giving back and donating, we were able to redo the weight room in the baseball facility that they have here, which is a really special thing. So he came in for that to be a part of it, to see my high school coach, who actually coached both of us, which and we're really close with. So that was really special. I didn't actually know about the clinching. I didn't know we were that close.
Now you know.
Yeah, so the magic number is 2, and any combination of a Cubs win and Diamondbacks and Reds loss.
Yeah, you need both of them to lose. What,
so, you know, Ian, this is, I think it's a big thing that we get to talk to you about, and I'm sorry if it's a little premature. Just pretend like we didn't talk to you about it if you're worried about that type of thing. But you know, last time was COVID. The time before that, I think there were some celebrations that typically I think other teams might have done, but because the Cubs standard was higher at the time.
His rookie year.
Yeah, when you were younger, you know, that the celebrations were a little different. How much have you thought about it, and what are your party scenarios as a team?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I haven't thought about it all that much. You know, I was really lucky in 17, we won the division, and so we clinched and we were able to have that celebration my rookie year, and I got to experience that. John Lackey made it a point to say, savor these. You know, you don't know when you're going to be back. You don't know when this is going to happen again. And so I really, really enjoyed 17, that celebration, the celebration after we beat the Nats in Game 5 for the DS. So I felt that I've done that, and I've been able to experience it. I know how special it is. Unfortunately, in 18, we did save the celebration for when we were going to clinch the division. Brewers played a little bit too well. We never got to celebrate that year because we lost 163, and then we lost the wild card. Then in 20, obviously, with kind of the COVID regulations, we weren't allowed to celebrate. So I've been lucky to play in the playoffs a few times, but it's been a long time. It's been a while, and have really only had one of those, or I guess two, but in the same year in 17 of those, you know, euphoric celebrations. And so to be able to do that with this group, and kind of, you know, to earn that is going to be really special, you know, whenever it happens. You know, those things, you know, you can't take them for granted. They're, you don't know when it's going to happen again. And I've really lived that in my career.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Ian Happ joining us here, the Gold Glove outfielder for the Cubs, on Raheemy Harris and Grody, and talking about clinching possibilities because the magic number is down to 2. It could happen tonight. The crazy part, though, is, Ian, you're in the Eastern time zone. That Arizona Diamondbacks game against the Giants doesn't even start until 9:40 your time. Ew. So I'm imagining if there was some celebration that it would have to wait till tomorrow, and it's a day game tomorrow. So are you really even going to get a chance to do like a real celebration?
I mean, we'll definitely get a chance to do something. I'll tell you that. I don't know.
Hey, man, you guys deserve it. It's been a wild ride. It really has.
Yeah. But like, I don't know when it's going to be. You don't know how it's going to happen. And with this new playoff format, it's different. You know, it's different because, you know, there's 3 wild cards. You're clinching different things. You know, you're clinching a playoff berth, and then you're clinching a home field advantage thing. And then, so like, there's so many different scenarios, but I can promise you that at some point we'll be celebrating.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
And it was a really good win last night for you guys, Ian. Just seeing what Jameson Taillon did on the team, which of course originally drafted him, PCA hitting the ball hard, including a home run. I want to ask you though about your third inning single where Nico Hoerner had to high jump over the ball, eventually makes it to third base and scores on the wild pitch. Does Nico say anything to you about that?
Oh yeah, he came in and he was like, "That one almost got me." And then he said, I was shocked. And Nico's fast, but I was shocked that after he avoided the ball, he still went first to third. And he was like, it took me a minute to get restarted to get to third base. But yeah, that's the one at first where there's a screamer at you. He did a really good job avoiding that.
Well, and Ian also, just again, I feel like we've been asking you about the job and the responsibility level that various pitchers have had on the team now for the past season. But you've got Cade Horton on the mound tonight. He continues to just really impress, especially given, you know, the parameters they try to put him in, you know, limiting pitches and stuff like that. And then last night you had Jameson Taillon go out there and again after an injury was able to produce. That's his former team. What can you say about just, again, Jameson? Because I feel like we've asked you about it a time or two, but he deserves his flowers, and also Cade Horton.
Yeah, I mean, I think guys are stepping into roles this year and being okay with it and accepting it and understanding that, like, everybody's trying to help the team. I think for a bullpen, for some of the guys that have been back and forth, you know, Soroka last night coming first appearance off the IL and being able to give us two innings, like, just guys doing anything they can to help the team win has been super impressive. I'll say with JMO specifically, obviously a couple injury things, but he has been so impressive. And his first start back off the IL, you know, that was, you know, what, 3 starts ago for him. He went like 90 pitches his first start off the IL, which was awesome. And the last two have been really good. It's been awesome to have him back. You just see the consistency of what he's able to do, the location of the pitches. You know, his fastball has actually ticked up here in the last couple starts and been super, super effective. It's just he is a professional through and through in the way that he prepares himself and the way that he does his reports and his game planning and just an exceptional start from him last night. Cade, he has there's some special in there. I think it's just it's impressive the way that he competes, the composure and the presence on the mound. Obviously the stuff is electric with the upper 90s fastball and the kind of the pitch shape on it is pretty unique. And so and his willingness and just to be able to accept, hey, like, this is the most innings you've thrown ever. Like, we need you for the whole thing. And so we're going to do it a little bit different. And his acceptance of that has been really impressive, and just going with the flow of what he's asked to do at the beginning of his career here, and it's been super impressive and a huge lift for us.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And what was Anthony Rizzo Day like for you?
Yeah, just a super special day, I think, just to be able to see fan reaction, which you kind of knew it was going to be like that, but always amazing to see the buzz in the stadium. And I think the most special part for me was to see how happy Anthony was, how much it meant to his family. You know, this place has meant so much to so many people, but for Riz, for his family, for the work that his family has done in the city, you know, Riz and his foundation have done so much work, but behind the scenes, what his parents, what his brother, what his wife and Abby Suarez have done for the community and kind of that bond that they have made, you know, with each other and with the community is super, super special to us. So to be able to see all of them back, and appreciating it and kind of the finality of his career, but also the beginning of something new, which is, you know, this ambassadorship and being back and being, you know, he's going to be a fixture here for as long as he wants to be. And that part of it was super, super special and just a really fun day.
He did miss the ball in the bleachers, though.
I mean,
caught yours, but missed the other one.
Yeah, I mean, guy's got 4 gold gloves and a platinum, and you know, you expect a little bit more, but I guess that's what happens when you kind of sail off into the sunset.
I got to admit, I was expecting some dramatics from you on that last at-bat of the game because Rizzo did, while he was in the bleachers, I don't know if you heard this, but he predicted, he said Ian Happ is going to win the game in the 9th inning.
He did. He told me that. Mm-hmm. Told me to my face. I tried a little too hard.
Wow. No pressure.
I wanted that one.
Yeah.
Got a little... maybe overzealous in trying to do it, but it was a cool day, and wish I would have been able to to have some heroics there, that would have been a pretty special ending. But maybe if Riz would have caught the ball, I would have got the hit.
See, yeah. It is Rizzo's fault. Yeah. That's how it's going to say. I think that's what we've learned.
Maybe you just spray him with some celebratory champagne if you guys all get to celebrate together. Just saying, maybe there's a little bit of a directed bottle or a spray toward Anthony Rizzo.
We are really pushing the party on him.
Yeah, sorry. We're the party planning committee, whether or not you like it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Ian Happ, have a great game in Pittsburgh. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks so much.
See you, man.
That was Ian Happ, of course. Connect Roaster is also available at Stangold's. You can check that out as well. And now we have a giveaway. Caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see our show at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville next Tuesday, September 23rd from 10 to 2. Special guest Nico Horner will join us on site that day during the noon hour. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Coming up next, it is halftime, and Dave the Cat had some unlikely fans.
He did. Yes.
I think we should discuss it.
Yes. Dave and I took a little trip to the vet the other day, so we'll tell you what happened at the vet.
I love a famous cat.
Yeah. More famous than me.
Garfield, Heathcliff, Dave.
That's right.
The greats.
He's Dave, and he's a cat.
Your favorite orange cat had quite the tail. Next.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.